And now, it's time for the question and answer portion of the show. Superman X127 asks, so what is up with the object orbiting Grimace? The other day it looked like a hole, or a crater might be from the comet, but now it's orbiting. What is it, and why is it there? Well, my actual theory is that the comet did actually bounce off of Grimace. But doing so, it did break off a chunk or three. I think it broke off two chunks. One chunk is the piece that's now orbiting up there. One part is now sitting in sitting over there by south of the border, and then the comet hit the observatory. So I think that's basically what happened. It's a chunk of Grimace that is missing. You know? And a lot of people are saying that it looked like a hole or a punch out, and I really think that it's basically just a it's kind of like an eclipse. You've got something in front of that piece of the moon, and so when it's in front of something that is whiter, it's going to look dark. When it's in front of something that's darker, it's going to look white. So I think what we have here is basically an eclipsing type object. Kind of imagine if you were sitting out by some spacecraft way outside the orbit of the moon around the Earth. The moon every so often is going to pass in between the Earth and you, but the Earth is still going through phases. So you're going to see this moon going through the phases of Earth. And this is kind of what's happening here. Why is it there? Because Jix said so. The Rum asks, so I started this disco band run in hopes of getting funk slinging, but now I want superhuman cocktail crafting. Which should I get? Well, let's see here. That's actually a pretty good question. Which one's more important? It looks to me right now, which one's more important is what, again, this is kind of a lot of times where I preface my discussion, is what's your goal. If your goal is to be able to fight combats better, especially, say, like the Nani Sorceress, then you want the funk slinging because it's going to help your fighting. And so if you find yourself that you're doing a lot of items and you're just not being able to use them fast enough, then this is actually pretty good for that situation. It has saved my butt a couple times in Nani Sorceress fight with Dark Eagle. But beyond that, I don't ever use it. The superhuman cocktail crafting can allow you to make good drinks for you if you have the appropriate small garnishes, which can then give you more stats and more turns, or you can then turn around and sell the pieces and or the finished products into the mall and make lots of meat. So it really then depends on what your goal is that you want to do with your character. I would say, if you're going long term and you're not really focusing right now on a long term meat gathering, I would say go ahead and get the funk slinging. And then the other thing that I would say is get the the superhuman cocktail crafting. Moving on. Redundant Swami says, is it true that you can use an ice stein while on a teetotaler path? Boy, I don't know. I would assume that that's not supposed to be happening, because you shouldn't be using anything that lets you drink beer on a teetotaler path, so you may want to submit that to Jick during the up in the report bug link, because that might be good for them to know. Just maybe. Glarius asks, do you think that the mind control device is worth ascending a mysticality sign without a mysticality class? The answer to that is unequivocally yes. In fact, if you look at Dark Eagle, unless I was running a class that I had to go to a different type of sign to do a goal, such as get the gnomish skills or get me some familiars.
Oh, goodness, buddy.
I've always been in the mist sign, because if you didn't have icicles or if you didn't have hockey sticks, the mysticality or the mind control device is pretty much the only way that you could raise your monster level. And so really at this point, it's kind of now become a bit more, not as dramatically important, unless you're wanting the boss items. Because there's now numerous ways that you can raise monster level. There's a buff, there's a spell, or a song, there's a non-buff skill you can use. There is weapons, there are items you can equip now, all sorts of different ways that you can raise monster level. So it's not as dramatically important, but still, it's a good thing. Yes, I'm fully aware that everyone calls the satellite Hamburglar. I was actually Monday, I was going to write into Radio Bugbear and suggest that we named the comic Gift Shop Guy. Just to take off Core Blacks. Because, you know, they're going to name the comet after the Gift Shop Guy, but they didn't know his name. So, fine, call it Gift Shop Guy. I'm being stupid now. Let's see here. Blue Stew asks, the comet is a conspiracy. It's all lies. And you have seen nothing. Nothing to see here. These are not the droids you're looking for. But please stand behind the tape and don't come any closer. Well, you know. Serpent Rose asks, should I farm for meat so I can get a badger? Hello. My wife just says hi. By sticking her tongue out at me. Should I get a badger or move right into my next ascension? Well, you know, there are some of these things here. Some of these skills and trophies and different things that really force you to delay your ascensions. And if the actual badger is, you know, something that you really want, I mean, a lot of people got the badger because it's a freaking badger. Not the fact that it was a new area or anything. It's a freaking badger. It makes a Snakes on the Plane reference. Twice. If that familiar is important enough to you to stay, go for it. This might be a great way for you to do, if you're in hardcore, to start working on your golden meat stack. Because that's one of those I need to do at some point. Is basically suck up and waste an ascension to get the golden meat stack trophy, because I gotta have it. I think that the comet thread is the core blocks. I think the comet thread established the gift shop guy's name is Mbop. Oh god. That's funny. I mean, honestly, I don't want to tell anybody how to play the game if you're not enjoying it. I mean, if you're going to enjoy finding ways to get the meat, then you have the badger and you're happy because of that, do it. If the badger's not dramatically important, but you're really happy doing the ascensions, do that instead. Strategically, there's no good way, one way or another, But just realize that after June 30th, they're going to get more expensive because then there won't be any from Mr. Store. You'd have to buy it from the mall. And invariably, the prices would slowly start going up because that is the nature of any item that leaves Mr. Store. It may take a while, but you know. Yeah, that's just the way I think about that one. The Rum says, it seems that the item meat cupcakes only give 10% more than a snow cone equivalent. There's also a plus 3 stats per fight cupcake and a plus 10 monster level cupcake, but the purple cupcake is the same. Well, yeah, that's true. Because the purple matches the purple, the pink matches the red, the blue matches the blue. The green and orange, honestly, for most people, was the same dang thing, because we all run stat familiars. One plus five volleyball, one was plus five familiar stats. But if you give plus 3 stats per fight and plus 10 monster level, that's different. That's dramatically different, and that's cool. I still want Jick and them to do a familiar that changes the percentages between combat and non-combat. Because I think that's really the only thing right now that they've not really pushed at with the familiar interface. They've also really not pushed at monster level from a familiar beyond the fact of the tiny annoying pitchfork. But I think that's some things that they could do and play with, and I could see avenues for both being useful. So that's, again, my opinion. The Realm also points out, of course, you had to venture for the cupcakes, so they're better, but at a price. And Cyclops does point out that he has completely updated the MP3 side of the archive. If you'd like to listen to any of the archives, I'm going to post a link that takes you to Wombatalum's site, and from there you can link to it to Cyclops' MP3 variation, and you can listen to it as a pod. Also, Wombatalum also offers to do an RSS subscription, so you can always get the new one if you do the iPod updating thingy that I have no clue how to do because I don't have an iPod. Next question, make sure I didn't miss any. So someone K-mailed me one. Let's see what it says here. Tiny Plastic Nye asks, why am I so awesome? I'm not awesome. I'm not awesome. I just spend way too much freaking time on a game. And then Jick needs to make a familiar that boosts meats and causes tons more non-combat adventures. And when the boost items and causes tons more non-combat adventures. Like an 80% boost to non-combat? Yes, it's going to raise your meat 300%. But you get 80% less combat adventures. because the Cyclops both won't fit in the macro. I probably should just make a second macro, but that's just me. Hello, Life is Lemon. And we continue on to the questions. Cardinal asks, I'm not in a clan, but I hear they have lots of things going for them. Yes, they have meat trees and full gems. Should I be looking to start or join a clan? Honestly, I would say there was a thread on the forums. It's in the community section. It says, clan ads, go here. Go look through that thread. And you'll kind of feel that there are different clans. You're going to have some that want to do the clan warfare. That's your PvPers. You're going to have some that want to be real good friends and all this and that. You have some that want to be good people that give stuff away to everybody. And go look through there and look through clans and just kind of look through really what you want to do. And then, you know, once you find one that you think you might like, you know, ask to join it. And, you know, try a little bit, and if you don't like it, try another clan until you find ones you do like, or you decide you're enough with other people's clans, you're going to make your own. But, yeah, it is nice, because you have the gym that can do your help your stats. You have the meat tree, which gives you 500 meat per day. You know, it's just, it's pretty cool. Let's see here. Sephiroth106 says, okay, I got a question, dude. I'm going to follow your advice. The 20 plus ascension instead of 7. Oh yeah, trust me on this. I was planning on doing this after the Feast of Boris. My question will come in a second. The next one. If I farm for the rest of the time, I will have approximately 5 million meat, plus I have 3 Mr. Rays from donating. If I will be in hardcore so long, what do you suggest I try to buy so I can have good runs? I was thinking Snowcone Tome, but is that a good idea? If you have more than 2 Mr. Rays, I highly suggest that you get the symbol playing monkey, because that'll be a stat booster slash meat booster familiar, and in hardcore runs, stats and meats are always at a premium. So I would suggest you get both of those. If there's any other familiar, the snow cones, honestly, yes, they help a little bit, but I don't know. I mean, you can do them without the snow cones. Let me think here. What else should you get? If you're going hardcore, then we're looking at getting you some familiars. The Dodecapede's nice, but it's expensive. Let me look at my familiars real quick. Well, first off, make sure you have all the free ones. You know, the ones you can find that aren't Mr. A ones. So what else might be good for you to get? You know, you should definitely have a leprechaun. You should definitely have a baby gravy fairy. But then again, you know, those don't really cost. Let's see here. Hardcore. A lot of people like the Spirit Hobo. Those are still relatively cheap. Those might be pretty cool. Oh, nifty. Okay, I'll work on it in a second. The Spirit Hobo, people really tend to do like. But, like I said, honestly, if you had 4 Mr. Rays, I would almost flat out say, get the Attention Deficit Demon, and then get the Symbol Playing Monkey. Because, honestly, those are the two that I use the most in my hardcore runs, and I'll switch over to my Dodecapede whenever I get to the final fight. But that's just me. And, because if you're going hardcore, you really can't get a bunch of items. And I mean, yeah, you could get the snow cone summoning, but in the long run, because that stat familiar would be helping you every turn, compared to the snow cones, which would only be helping you 60 turns a day out of however many you use. Then that would be my thoughts on that. So, again, you know, please feel free to dispute anything I say. If you want to dispute that, then, you know, go ahead and say, hey, I think this might be better. And you know what? Sometimes you're right. Moira asks, what do you think is going to happen to the groupies of the creator? They're all going to die! Oh, wait, I have this, hold on. What's going to happen to the groupies of the creator of the comet of Griswell?
It's the comet! We're all going to die!
They're all going to die! That's right, they're all going to die! And then they'll become like mutant zombie monsters and we'll have to kill zombies again. And then field guns come back, and people will whine that they're no longer rares, and people will find other ways to bitch about something else. Because the way I found out that you make that you keep a internet community happy is you piss off everybody in small doses. So there you go. Bikeman says, I'm about to do my first ascension. Can you give me your opinion on the main details of ascending? Well, you know, you gotta give me a little bit more than that. You know, you always want to have a familiar that helps your stat boost, so volleyball or the monkey are good, or having sombrero. You want to adventure in areas that are level appropriate. You know, if you're level 1, 2, or 3, you're kind of stuck where you can go. Level 4, you can go to the bat area. That's good. Level 5, you have access to the knob areas and then eventually the menagerie, which is great. Level 6, after you do your quest, you go back to the menagerie. Level 7, after you do your quest, you go back to the menagerie. Level 8 and 9, you power level at the icy peak. Level 10, you're in the beanstalk. You know, but with ascensions, you get to explore new areas. You get to see things that you haven't seen before. You get to start banking skills. Obviously, as I've said this before, your first four skills that you should try to get are postomancery, sauce crafting, amphibian sympathy, and mad looting skills. Two of those are passive. Two of them get you food, which food's important. If you plan on doing a ton of no path, then you may want to go ahead and do advanced cocktail crafting, so you can make your own drinks. Passive skills are great. I like my passive skills. And then you might want to get a skill or two that's a good attack skill, like lunching thrust max. So there's my thought. Sephiroth asks, which one of those should I go first for? I go for the monkey, because the monkey gives you stats. Stat means you ascend faster. Trek Nut asks, will there be a raspberry outfit? Well, I don't know of any song or pop reference to a raspberry pants or a raspberry gel slippers or anything like that. I mean, raspberry beret is pretty well known. And, you know. That's my thoughts. NicoChan314, I'm thinking of going Booze Teferian next run. Could get that boozer tattoo. Yeah, I did one. That's all I'm doing. Which class should I go as? Any other tips? Definitely go as Disco Bandit, because then if you don't have advanced cocktail crafting, then you can go ahead and get it. Also, you may also want to, until you have access to high-level booze areas, a.k.a. Menagerie Level 3, you may want to take the Moxie sign. You know, take Blender, which would be smart. And that gives you access to the Gnomish Camp, and that gives you access to the Micro Brewery, which then gives you drinks if you don't have any to drink that day, which is better than nothing. That's my run. That's kind of what I did with mine. Was I went Disco Bandit and I just focused on drinks. I use the barrels a lot to get my basic booze, and then I could get my garnishes, and then whatever fruit I had, I just made whatever drinks I could make, and I just drank. I mean, I didn't care about stats. It's like, okay, I can make 3 Disco Bandit drinks. Great, I'm making them. I don't care. Drink, drink, drink. Okay, I'm out of stuff. I don't have access to Menagerie Level 3 yet, so I want to go to the microbrewery. Hey, not bad, chuck that. Or if it sucked, I'd go over to the barrels. I'd find some basic booze bottles, and if I had fruit, I'd make something and chug that too. So it was just kind of really chug whatever I could. Link Masters, okay, here's one. How do you think the new cupcakes will affect the Golden Meat Stat Trophy? Will it be worth it to switch out the Leprechaun with the Badger for them? Maybe a couple days? I mean, maybe like a day, or long enough until you get your 5 mushrooms. I think once you get your mushrooms, switch it out. I think they'll be interesting to see what the pro and con is having a badger, and figuring out how much meat you make in those X number of turns you take to get your astral mushrooms, and then you gotta spend more turns fighting stuff to get your cupcakes. There's no guarantee you're gonna get a pink one. It may not be meat effective to do that on the golden meat stack, because you're spending a lot of turns to hope that you get a pink cupcake, and then you hopefully then can use it. Let's see here. Hold on, give me a second to make sure that I have everything copied over from chat so I don't lose anything. Because, you know, it would suck if I lose a question. Because I almost did. Okay, he says forget about that one. Okay, I'll kill your question then. Mike been asked again about ascending. Superman X127 asks, where'd you find the Hypno Disc? From the Hypnotist. It's called an Ultra Rare. I got damn lucky and was giddy. Chug whatever you could is the next policy. Yeah. Gorblax asks, what do the Mona Lisa, Grand Moff Tarkin, love the hole in the sky. You had to know how to play it. And Casey Kasem have in common. They're all fictional, no. They all have A's in their names. Yes, I win. Haha, they all have A's in their names. Woohoo! Nozark asks for Hardcore Ascensions. Do you recommend auto-filling items that would go for more than all get money in the Ascension instead of Hanks? There are times I've consciously decided I'm not going to sell this Disco Bandit drink that I got from the Tavern Quest, because I know I can get like 1,000 off of it instead of the 118 that I get if I auto-sold it. And there's times like, okay, I'm really freaking short on meat. I need to scrape every piece of meat I can get to get a soda water set so that I can finish level 7 so that then I can... Oh, Gorblax, I haven't done that one yet. I didn't do that trip. I played with the hard trip. But anyway... had a thought. But there are times that, you know, you need that meat, and so I'll auto-sell freaking everything that I will find, because I need enough meat to get to level 8, and once I get to the ICP, I don't care anymore. So whatever survives my auto-selling frenzy of level 7, I sell in Hanks. But it's gotta survive it. It's the, can I live without this one? I'm gonna try, and then, kind of funny story. Lilith was watching my account one time, and I was talking to her phone, and she's like griping. She's like, I don't like this run. I don't have enough meat. I can't do this. I go, oh, you know, you have plenty. I said, how much you got right now? Okay, where are you? Okay, Dark Eagle's fine. No, I should be making meat. No, you won't make meat until you make level 8. The way I run Dark Eagle, you're at a net loss of meat until level 8. Level 8, then your meat comes everywhere. But up until then, because I run so many buffs on Dark Eagle, and I don't pull 100,000 meat gift item, you know, I only pull a dictionary. And so I run a really low budget game. And take a look, you know, when I get to the Gauntlet, that's like happy times, because I know I'm about to get rich. I'm not micro meat managing. Wombat, with the hole in the sky, if you can't one-shot kill him, either go get some grapes and do temporary greatness potion, or add on Jackass Symphony of Destruction or Rage of the Reindeer, or get you some orange aphrodisiac so that they can't hit you. You might have to go to potion early on. I had to do potion. You're completing a level 10. Oh my gosh. Level 10's happy times for me. You know, I finished my run on Dark Evil with 70,000 meat, and I'm happy. I made a bunch of meat that run, you know. And Lil's like, nah, you have no meat. Korplak's reminding me that he's a juggernaut, bitch. Bahu asked, how high a priority are the plus monster level skills compared to normal and hardcore priorities? I would say probably tertiary. They're kind of like third level stuff, because you really you have to set up a foundation, you know, which are your basic skills, and then your second set should be combat initiative and attack and damage bonuses. And then your third one, really, then once you have your skill set up that you can do a lot of damage and you can guarantee the hit and you can guarantee you're going to get first shot, then you worry about upping the monster level. If you up your monster level before you can do a lot of damage, you're dead. You're going to be dead a lot. So monster level skills really are tertiary. They really should be kind of the after the third part. Bahu says, can you mix and match cupcakes, or is it still one at a time like snow cones? I believe it's one at a time, just like snow cones. Noah's Ark asks, how does Chick create all the Mr. A items? He responds personally. Does he have some Mr. A item generating machine? Yes, it's called Asymmetric Publications, a.k.a. Riff, Xenophone, Hot Stuff, himself, and Scully. Life is a Lemon asks, for a first hardcore ascension, would a NPZR be better than a Bloodface Volleyball? The NPZR would be a great character to use for the Naughty Sorceress. Your Bloodface Volleyball is going to help you grow faster, and it's going to make that run quicker. I also would hope that you're doing your first run as a Pasta Master so that you can get Pasta Mastery, and that will allow you to get food, which will make that first run go a little bit quicker. You still have on Mind Control. Yay, you. Italians asks, why do you think the actual mushroom price is so low already? Since it's only available to those who donate, shouldn't it be at least 15,000? Well, if everyone flooded the market with their mushrooms, no. It's supply and demand. If everyone's flying them out and just going, here, mushrooms. And, I mean, honestly, once I got the stuff that I wanted, I'm really not sure I'm going to go back. I may just farm the mushrooms to sell off. I also want to go in and try to get me some cupcakes and do the high level stuff. I actually need to play with some numbers. I need to actually look at the numbers to see where it's more stat effective to adventure in the high level trip compared to the normal areas that I tell people to go to. Gorad said, hair rules for the no beating up. Oh, yeah, that's kind of nice. Gorblack says, we should send a rover to Hamburger to check it out. We'll dub it the McNugget. Oh, God. Terrible. MC's Mind Control. Usto says, I'm kind of new to the game. I was wondering, what is the difference between the volleyball and the sombrero? The volleyball is a linear stat-boosting familiar. It gives you plus 0.25 stats per level 0.5. Anyway, it gives you every level your volleyball is, you will get more stat points. Now, it's going to be a fraction of it, so it'll happen every so often until you hit that magic, you know, multiplier that makes it 1, and then you're always going to get a stat somewhere more than you normally would. The sombrero is an exponential curve, but it's not based on, or not based solely on the sombrero's level. There's also a component that is based on the monster level itself. So at some point, if you're comparing a 20-pound volleyball to a 20-pound sombrero, there's a point, and most people consider it to be approximately the IC peak, that the based on your monster levels and the 20 pounds of sombrero, the stack gains you get from sombrero actually turn out to be more than what you get from the linear base off of the volleyball. Okay, now for most hardcore runners, that's like day 5 or 6 out of day 7 or 8. It's relatively near the end of the run. So I would say early on, use your volleyball. Let's see here. Walla Walla 2-3. How can I shave some adventures for my speed runs? With a razor. I'm at about 650 adventures now with icicles. Well, let's see here. I'm going to do a couple of assumptions. If you're not doing any of these assumptions, then that's what you need to fix. Let's see here. Number one, your mind control device should be on level 11. Number two, you have on at least 2 Mr. Accessories or Ms. Accessories. The third item being either an Accessory Junior or a Ring of Aggravate Monster. You have on Urkel's Aria of Annoyance, which will make your monsters more powerful as your level goes up. You have on Wax Lips on your familiar. You are auto-selling high-priced gift shop items to donate to the Hall of Legends. And you're fighting in the most, in the strongest area that you can per level. That's usually what it is. I mean, I do Dark Eagle, and I run him comfortably, without even trying, at about 620. Ask me not trying. And I could go under 6 anytime I wanted. I just gotta recalibrate my pools, and boom, it's done. No problem. I can take care of it. I mean, most of the time, I'm at level 11 at about 500 turns. I just spend the next 100 turns peak farming until I'm out of Ronin, so I get all my stuff, and then go kill the Nani Sorceress, because I don't care. But yeah, that's kind of a lot of the ways that you can do that. Also, our Antiphon of Aptitude helps. Obviously, you know, we've got these new 3 stats items. The cupcakes, those would help there as well. So there are ways to do it, but you know, the more things I talk about, it's going to be more and more expensive. So, that's my suggestion. And I'm sticking to it. Sephiroth 106, thanks dude, in reference to the Raspberry outfit, it'd be something like the MC Hammer Pants from the You Can't Touch This video. I ain't gonna touch that. Arm Estes asks, do you suggest that I pick up the plus item skill from the Moxie Sign Ascension area, or should I pick up the Accordion Thief buff? The downside of the Accordion Thief buff is that I have to use MP to buff. Well, that's correct. The gnomish skills are all passes, meaning you don't have to use any magic points to make them work, and I tout passive skills. I think everyone should go through the gnomish area and get all of them. Oh, wait, there's another reason for that as well. Because you get something shiny to put in a case somewhere. But, I recommend that. I think passive skills are excellent, and that they should be gotten. That's my top spot of the time. Oh, yeah, I can do 500 turns whenever I want on Dark Eagle. It's just that I don't care. And that's the thing. I mean, I'm level 10 right now, and I'm sitting on 400 and change, like early 400s on this run right now, because I don't care. And I'm running right now basically multiple accordion thieves because I don't care, and I'm basically killing time until Jick gives me another skill to go get. But yes, the runs that I actually tried and cared about that weren't for level 14 and 15, 637, 650, 608, let's see, those are all big ones, 561, 616, 601, 617, 615, 617, 616, 608, 602. See, that was the, I'm going to get just out of running, get my stuff, and go kill a nice horse. That's exactly what those were. 614, 612, 620, 622, 615, 617, 608. I mean, 498, Zach. I can do it under 5. I did one under 5. And then I came in later on and did a 2-day. Where's my 2-day? 415. I mean, it's not dramatically hard if you have the monetary resources and all the really cool items to make it go faster, and a buttload of skills. And that's kind of where these really high-end speed runs were going. So, there you go. How much Plexi does Ash have? He has his fourth piece. He's tomorrow, if tomorrow holds to be a missed day. Crap, I missed. Can I actually have to use some turns today because I can't add, apparently. But by tomorrow, he should hopefully be able to wear his fourth. He should be able to wear his fourth Plexi piece. It's going to be awesome. So, yeah, I have four pieces. I'm working on my fifth one. Haplo is checking in. And let's see here. Next question would be, Redundant Swami, is buying the Nostrum worth all the meat? No. So the Nostrum, let me make sure before I tell you something stupid. The Nostrum is the cure all hit points. You can get the ailment or the ailment ointments, and on average it will be cheaper for you to use those to heal yourself up than doing the Nostrum. The Nostrum is more expensive for ease for you. Zestrel says, is it worth it then to spend the adventures leveling a sombrero in a hardcore run? I don't use my hovering sombrero on Ash, and I haven't used it since I got a monkey for Dark Eagle. So, unless the speed hardcore runners do it, like, you know, the ones on the boards, I would say no. Gorad says, taking into account that I will be selling mall and auto sell all items I get, but where would I make the most meat per adventure with no buffs, familiar bonuses, etc., etc.? Hands down, the Icy Peak. The Icy Peak. Cardinal, if you're still taking questions, how fast could you send a character from scratch with absolutely no skills? Wow. Knowing that you did not say that I couldn't send him all sorts of crap, I could do a one-dayer, because my clan did it once. But you can, I mean, that's the thing, and people call that cheating. It's not a real one-day ascension, because you could send stuff to them, it wasn't in Ronin, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's fine. I think, well, I'm not saying that that's not true, but people have taken brand new characters, sent them a metric buttload of everything massively impressive, and, you know, ascended in a day. It's doable. So, sorry about the typing there, but I had to do that. Let's see here. Okay, so here's my question. Now, I was going to bring this up. And this is my kill time because I'm out of questions, and it's fine if one comes up. But I have a Tuesday night slot now, which is, let's see here, let me tell you, should I tell you the right time, radio-kol.net, for all your radio goodness information. It is from 8 to 10 Central Time, so 9 to 11 Eastern on Tuesday night. Now, my question is this, for those of you who love listening to the show, and I think you loyal listeners who do that, is this really a good time? Do you think it would make a better impact with a larger audience if I moved it to Tuesday night? I mean, because I could really do either one. I could just do some music on Tuesday night or on Sunday afternoons, which would be cool, and then I could do the talk show on Tuesday night. It'd be, you know, the day after Chicken Skullhead. Think of it this way. It's the same time as Monday's Chicken Skullhead. I'd just be on Tuesday. I'd like to hear your input on that. You know, send me some K-mails. You know, if you think I should keep on Tuesdays or if I should, you know, look at doing the move to Tuesday nights, because I have both slots. They're both 2 hours. I really don't care which one. I just want to make sure that it would be pretty cool for as many people to hear the show as possible to hear the show. Or if you really like it on Tuesdays, you know, just let me know. So send that information out, and we'll kind of discuss this. And I'm not saying I'm changing it, like, right now. This might be a decision for, like, 2 or 3 weeks down the road. So, you know, and I'll bring it up again on Tuesday night. And yeah, so I do have a Tuesday night slot now. I'm now on the air 4 nights a week, Sunday, Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. And I'd really like to hear kind of what you guys think about this. And, you know, people actually, I think, like this show. I'm not sure why. Could we have two states of the kingdom? Oh, God. Do you guys understand how crazy it is? And lately, you guys have not heard the shows that I was getting earlier, where there are absolutely no questions coming in, and it sucked. And, you know, I can only ramble for so much, and I know a lot of you guys like to listen to me ramble, but damn, no, it's going to be one night, and see, there's another problem maybe with the Tuesdays, that Wombatilim isn't home at Tuesdays, and she's the one who does the major recordings, and for the host things, and, even less often than I'm here on Sundays. So like I said, we'll have to debate this. We will debate this later, but like I said, I'm interested in hearing what you gotta say. You know, if I played a really long song, which I'm thinking I'm going to do, I could probably say farewell, and off to Haplo pretty soon. In fact, I think that's what I'm going to do, because I don't really have any more questions to do. But after, I will answer this last question. Serpent Rose asked, after all the familiar skills, what's the best turtle tamer skill to get in hardcore? In hardcore? Let me look at what I actually have in Ash. Turtle tamer-ish. Let's see here. Where's my turtle tamer? That's so clever. I have, Tenacity the Snapper. That'd be the next good one. And then I have Armor Craftiness, because I wanted it. Bahu, they're recorded, because some people can't listen to it on Sundays. And also, if you listen to some of the discussions, there are things that I talk about, like a generic how to find meat, or a generic how to raise your stats, or generic these skills are important. And so that's why I try to do the lectures, because I don't always talk about time dependent things. This week I did, because there's a buttload of stuff that came out this last week, and so that was kind of important. But usually that first half hour after the music, I'll have a topic and I work on the topic, And, oh yes, and Life is a Lemon wants me to pimp my contest, which is I'm giving away a full radio-free regalia set, but we're raising the meat to buy the other two parts, so if you have any meat donations, please send it to DJ Ashland. That's player number 560999. Information can be found on the radio-KOL forums. Link to be posted very quickly once I get to that page, which I just did. And, so there you go. So guys, I think I'm going to be done. I'm going to leave you some Dragon Force. I know that, Lilith said at the end for show she couldn't play any, so I'm going to play you one. And, I'm out of here. Haplo's up next. Be good to Haplo, otherwise Fusi kicks your ass. Goodbye.